106.3 Triple M. Well, how well do you know your neighbours? On Sunday, March 26th, it's Neighbour Day. I mean, we're no longer living in somewhere like Ramsey Street, but, you know, you never know. It could get back to that. Nick Tebbe is the National Executive Officer for Relationships Australia, and he joins us on the phone right now. Nick, g'day.
Good morning.
Mate, look, Neighbour Day is happening this Sunday. Obviously, this is something that you guys have got behind each year. Why is it so important?
Look, it's really important that we remember just how our neighbourhoods and our communities are such a vital part of our well-being and our support network. And Neighbour Day is a way to celebrate that and also to remind people that reaching out and connecting with those people in our communities can be really good for us.
Because, mate, this is something that's been going on for a few years now, and we've probably noticed it more than ever during COVID when everyone was so isolated. You did have people who may go days without seeing anyone.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the COVID pandemic really showed us what lonely feels like, and reminded us all just how important our social connections are for those feelings of belonging and connection. And so Neighbour Day is just a great opportunity to get back in touch maybe with people that you've fallen out of contact with during those tough years.
You know, Nick, I remember as a kid, I grew up in Brisbane, and, you know, we knew everyone that lived in our street, you know, four or five houses down on each side of the road. These days, I couldn't even tell you. The apartment block I live in, I know the people that live above me, but, you know, that's about it. What's happened?
Look, I think we've all gotten busy, and certainly the built environment has changed. You know, streets are less communal, there's smaller gardens, and we spend less time out in the front yard mowing the lawn and watering the garden. And so we spend less time having those just organic, natural connections with people, and we have to go out of our way to make them happen.
So what's the recommendation on Sunday, or I guess any day?
Every day, I think, is the ideal, and it's really to just take small steps. You know, we're not talking about grand gestures, but reaching out, saying g'day, giving a friendly nod or a wave to your neighbour next time you see them, and just being open to where that might lead. We find that, you know, when people start small, relationships can grow organically from that, and we're not putting too much pressure on ourselves to go out and create something if it's not already there, but we're just open to what's possible.
Yeah, it's amazing how much of a difference saying hello to someone can make.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just creating that sense that we're here, we're together, and you know, if you ever do need assistance, if you need that cup of sugar or someone to bring the bins in, I'm here for you. And that's so important.
Yeah, great idea. Nick, thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Real pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Nick Tebbe, the National Executive Officer from Relationships Australia, and some wise advice, of course. Just start it by saying, g'day.